Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horror Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. We come to you every day on L&M Network and also this evening on bbsradio.com. And it's a privilege to join you today. 5 days of the week, we do the Horror Kane Hour, this very interesting show where we cover the world's worst news as well as the world's best news, how we get out of the messes that we're in geopolitically, economically, as well as focusing on our health and matters of health, which today's program is about.
Yes, I want to thank our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. If you are not an affiliate, please sign up today at healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. You will be supporting this network along with us, and also you will be introduced to some of the most amazing products on earth, natural health products that can eliminate the need for vaccinations and prescription drugs. We also want to thank healthyworldstore.com for your awesome products, your books, your tapes, your DVDs, Dr. Horowitz, all of his 17, mostly all of your 17 books are on there, and also the 528 store that's in healthyworldstore.com that offers all the great bioenergetic equipment that will help you heal naturally without the need for pharmaceuticals.
We also
want to thank 528records.com. If you are a musician, we encourage you to go to that site, upload your original tunes, which will become part of our music library. And then anybody who donates for that music, you will be eligible for 60% royalties. The beautiful thing about that is once your music is uploaded to the site, it will automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency of love. You will get those music files returned to you, and you will be able to offer medicinal healing music through your music, which won't change very much, but it will definitely feel different.
It'll feel different, and it actually changes energetically, mathematically, to the frequency of love. And love is the universal healer. There's nothing more powerful in the universe than the core creative frequency. In fact, it's the miracle frequency, the mi note of the original musical scale, like not do, re, mi, it was ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And that mi note, 528 hertz frequency, is the reason grass is green and why the heart of the rainbow is greenish yellow and why your heart chakra, greenish yellow, and why the sound of the sun, the central to the rainbow's creation, is 528 nanometers and 528 hertz frequency of sound. So we know the heart of the universe, and we're now putting that heart of the universe, that love frequency, into virtually everything we want. We try to bring it into every industry right now, and we can understand that the reason for that is if you put love into everything, you're going to have a better world, and that's what we're about. So try listening for about a week to 528radio.com. And once you experience that, you'll never want to go back to listen to normal radio music again.
And 528radio.com is actually part of 528records.com. It's music that's already been transposed. It's 24-hour listening. And we appreciate all of your donations to keep the site running as it is and continue building up the servers, because we're constantly, people are adding their music to the library, which increases the need for a larger server. And your donations are really helpful with that. So if you really appreciate 528radio.com, please send your donation through the site at 528radio.com.
Yeah, drop us a line too if you're having any challenges. We want you to have your music be played on the radio stations. So the 528 Christian Radio, it was launched most recently. We also have 528 Blues. We need more music in the blues section. I've been feeling right now, and I'm sure you probably, if you've been listening to that station, you know, you're hearing some fantastic blues artists, but we need more music in that genre. And it's up to you. This is our network. You're involved in it. And the reason why it's so important is, think about throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the ripples go out to the farthest shores. In this case, when you play music in 528, the universe is literally hydrated. And energy, that music of love that opens humanity's hearts, which is what we need, a heart revolution, a 5 create love, revolution, and evolution in consciousness, and basically loving kindness so that we can administer this by that's what playing the music. When you play that music on 528 radio, or when you're actually transposing the music and playing it, then that is like out the walk. And so you're not only listening to the music yourself and enjoying it, you're actually blessing the planet. And that's why this is a fantastic project to get behind, and we encourage you to do so.
Well, we were when I talked about the sponsors, about natural health remedies and how they can really eliminate, a lot of them can eliminate the need for pharmaceuticals. Anyway, our guest today, her name is Gina. She's from California, and she actually cured herself from Morgellons. Now, Morgellons is a really awful disease, and I don't remember seeing Morgellons when I was a kid. Do you remember that?
No, it's a relatively new creation, and there's a lot of a question as to what the heck it is, because it appears to be foreign particles are being generated by some sort of virtually alien microbe that somehow has gotten into our systems. There's various speculations whether we breathed it in through the air or contaminated foods or contaminated waters. And anyway, I'm sure that our guest today is going to tell us a bit about what the personal experience that she's had dealing with this most horrific disease, but also that, you know, that it's stumped, virtually it's stumped so many people, and the jury is still out. Good news, the great news, in fact, and why we join us today is because she's cured herself. And that's really the theme of this program, an hour, as well as the inside hour, with the messes that we're in. And so it's great to have a guest that shares about Morgellons.
So, without further ado, we're going to welcome her. Welcome to the program, Gina.
Hi, thank you very much.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. You know, we're very thankful to you for giving us your personal experience about this horrific disease. As I read about it and have read about it, it is something that is horrifying, particularly for the healthcare professional world, because you don't really know whether or not it's an infectious disease, whether it's transmissible, and you're dealing with something that is outrageous, literally, when it comes to the annoyances and pains and the questions and the stresses and strains that people who have this, they then have to figure out what the heck to do, because the healthcare professional community is completely either in neglect, gross denial, or they have no clue.
Or they're just trying to sell you more drugs.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the beginning. Maybe first a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and then how you discovered this illness and some of its symptoms.
I'm a mother of three, and I was going to curves like 3 days a week, and I was going to college for nursing, and I was just exercising and living a normal life, nice and healthy. My kids like to take care of lost animals, and so my daughter had brought home a blue jay, and we had helped it get well, and we were visiting one day, and it was on her shoulder, and it poked me in the eye, and shortly after that, my eye had healed. But I had sores come upon me by the dozens. They first started on my legs and then my arms. They started overtaking my face. And like when I would drive through a fast food restaurant, people would come all the way from the back who were cooking to look through the drive-thru window to see my face. It was disfiguring. It was embarrassing. And I had gone to the doctor for 11 months. And was on 13 prescriptions. I had seen several doctors and dermatologists. Nobody knew what was wrong with me. And so they were starting to give up on me. And I had told them that my dad and sister called and said they saw a show on Morgellons and I might have Morgellons. So the doctors still didn't know what that was. And so they were, you know, trying to treat me, but they were lost. and I was getting worse and worse. I lost about 10 pounds a month for 6 months. So I went from like 140 pounds to 90. And my hair started falling out. It pretty much looked like I was dying. And I was getting judgment. People were saying that, like, I must be doing it to myself. I went to a psychologist. And he said, well, wear gloves at night. If the doctors are thinking you're scratching yourself at night or something in your sleep, then prove them wrong. And even though I had the sores and I knew that I wasn't making it happen to myself, I had other symptoms. I had night sweats. I would fall asleep, and within an hour, my bed would be soaked. My body was definitely trying to purge something. So the doctor started not wanting to help me anymore, and I became distraught. I called a Christian church in Sacramento and told them that I didn't want to live anymore. And the pastor called me back, and she said that we have a right as children of God to be well. And so I prayed about it that night, and I heard sort of in my mind that nature is the counterpart, and sort of I had a feeling in my gut that, you know, I was hearing, like, truth. And so just, you know, sometimes you get a thought and you know that it's like just your heart speaking to you, a voice of love and a direction. So I called the California College of Herbal Studies, where I was studying aromatherapy, and I thought, like, essential oils were, you know, just for perfume and soap, you know, like beauty products. But in fact, I found out that essential oils is medicine. So I was given a protocol that is on Professor Kurt Schlombach's website. He's a professor of aromatherapy.
Do you know that website address?
I think it's Institute of Aromatherapy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't have all my notes, and all of this happened to me in 2007, so...
That's all right.
Yeah, I never met him.
Yeah, continue. It's very interesting what you're telling us.
So I was also contacted at Oklahoma State University, which I became a part of a small support group there, and they were studying Morgellons, and they told me that oregano was starting to help some of the people that they were talking to. And so when I talked to the California College of Herbal Studies, and they gave me this infectious disease protocol, it was cinnamon, essential oil, clove, oregano, thyme, lemon, and rosemary. And so I drank a couple drops of those, about 5 drops each, 3 times a day for 3 days in a row, and then I would stop. And I did this for quite a while, but the very first time that I took it, overnight when I woke up in the morning, every single sore was gone.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so we got the camera out, and we took photos, and I had photos of me before and after, and I started doing, like, a self case study, because I had a feeling that, you know, what I was doing might be able to help someone else.
Oh, beautiful. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I continued with the infectious disease protocol, and we had a conference call with different people and doctors and stuff like that. I just started, you know, being able to talk to people across the country, actually. And I had other people that were doing what I was doing, and they were finding success, too. They were doing some things that were similar to me, and then some people were copying. But I have never had a sore again since the first day that I drank that and woke up in the morning after sleeping overnight and having them disappear.
Wow.
And that was after spending about $10,000 to $20,000 on medicine. I drank these oils, and I haven't been disfigured since.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I would love to have your before and after pictures. I don't know if you'd want to do that and put them on Medical Veritas and your story, if you'd be interested in just writing a little article and then the before and after.
That would be, I don't know if you're able to do that, but we would be very honored to publish that in medicalveritas.org.
Medicalveritas.org.
Yeah, .org.
That publication is where we also put like information on vaccine injuries to children and the crib death syndrome, which is actually attributed to vaccinations, and like just real enlightening truth about big pharma and what they're doing and how there's so many natural remedies out there and there's ways to prevent things like this from happening or ways to cure them. And we would love to have that story for the publication, if you find it in your heart to want to contribute to that, we would.
Oh, definitely. They're not on digital, so I would have to process those to get on the computer.
Yeah, you just have to scan them actually.
Scan them to a little thumb drive.
Right. You can go to if you don't have a scanner at home, you can go to an office store, and scan them.
Okay.
For you, but it'd be great to have those.
Yeah, that's a wonderful blessing that you are now able to share with others, and we're happy to facilitate that as best we can. Let me ask you a question. The diagnosis of Morgellons, was that ever confirmed by anyone?
Yes, it was confirmed. I was working with Oklahoma State University's some of the people that in a support group that were being studied there. And so when I started getting well, they wanted to have spit and hair samples sent to one of their lab techs, which was somebody that owns a nanotech company. And they took my samples and sent me back photos. And in my hair was blue and white Morgellons fibers. Like I couldn't actually see them with the naked eye, but they were in the lab results. And so they sent me photos of those too. And so they confirmed that we did your hair and your spit and you have Morgellons. So I did have confirmation of that too.
Wow. And does anybody that you know have a analysis done on the fibers themselves? What are they?
I don't know. I just know that the lab technician who processed them said that he had tried to burn them at 10,000 degrees and they would not burn.
Then that could be what's called a prion, a protein prion. That's very much like what is associated with the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, the mad cow disease, and it's been linked to approximately 13% of Alzheimer's patients that have become demented because of the growth of those fibers, those crystal structures within their brain cells. So this is
one of my first symptoms. Like I said, I was in college and I was usually getting straight A's, but I started having short-term memory loss. And I realized that I wasn't able to recall facts anymore. And so I had finished my class and dropped out of school. But yeah, that was one of the symptoms, was that I would make a cup of coffee and all of a sudden I'd be making a cup of tea. I couldn't remember I was making coffee. It was just really bad. It was like being in a tunnel.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I think that's groundbreaking information too, linking Morgellons to mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which actually fits. Now, it's interesting. It fits with the thesis that I advanced in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that deals substantially with the mad cow disease protein prion that was associated with the animals in the wild actually eating grains. It wasn't in the meats that the evidence indicated was the source of mad cow disease, as the media had portrayed it. There was substantial evidence that it was in grains, And the fact that your illness came on following a bird peck, was it?
Bird brain.
That's right. They're out in the wild, just like the mad elk deer that go mad. And it was, again, that was one of the indicators. We didn't just have cows going mad. We had wild elk, and we had various animals that were eating grain.
And so it could have been birds as well, because you know, nobody ever really did the study on the birds. That's really interesting. There could be your missing puzzle.
Yeah, it's very...
And the bird eventually did die, too. We fed it for about 3 to 4 months, and it was doing well, and all of a sudden it got a runny nose and died.
Wow, that's
so it didn't make it.
You know, I'm very interested also in sharing the protocol that you have for what you say helped you tremendously and virtually overnight. Giving that out would be a blessing for so many people who are suffering.
Well, I had also, yeah, definitely. She mentioned it was a list of essential oils that you used, right?
It was six of them, and it was 3 days on, a couple days off, 3 days on again. It was cinnamon, clove, oregano, lemon, rosemary, and red thyme. I was getting these oils through Simpler's Oils, and they are familiar with this infectious disease protocol.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Do they have a website also?
Well, the people who gave me that oil company was California College of Herbal Studies.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I think...
Well, they both have websites.
Wonderful. Well, we'll follow up, too, and I think what we'll do is we'll purchase some of those supplies from them and put them on healthyworldstore.com.
And I told her also that she should write an article and put make a blog site and even get some of them and bottle some of them, and she could even probably even promote them to people. There would be people that want to buy them.
Yeah, well, we would want to buy them for basically helping people. And we're sustained by the greatest products, and the people out there that really appreciate them buy from Healthy World Store some outstanding products. You know, OxySilver, I would love to see that added to the protocol, of course, because that's a broad-spectrum antimicrobial that vibrates in 528.
Actually, you're familiar with OxySilver, right? You've taken it, or someone in your family has?
Yes, my daughter-in-law has been using it for her son. Like, he got flu shots, and he got really sick, and so they used that, and he got better.
Yeah, we find so many people are blessed by OxySilver because of the resonance. It's a double superconductor of love, 528. And besides it being, you know, what the astronauts use in space to be kept healthy, we've actually advanced that dramatically by the sound and light frequencies of 528. So this is what we have, and what you are sharing is totally consistent with what we believe in, that all of the botanicals, the herbs, and the oils resonate. And if you think about what is an essential oil, you've got to realize that the plant is actually producing that based on the sunlight, at the heart of which is 528. So it could be, I know that the various resonant energies of the various oils are certainly different, but the difference is very likely based on the theories that we're advancing, based on the evidence that we have. All of the natural plants that are medicinal are harmonics. They offer resonant energy harmonics to the fundamental frequency of 528 love. Because if you think about it, it makes sense. The universal healer is love. And then if you have an herb or a botanical that suddenly delivers a healing, gee whiz, you know, it's got to be harmonic with love. And so this is the research and developments that we've been very interested in. And thank you very much for sharing what you have.
And Gina, there's something else. Like, so when these people take, when you took the essential oils, you took six drops of each. Is that what you did? And then went on and off with it?
Well, I actually went to a kinesiologist who decided how many drops my body would need of each one of these oils.
Okay.
But it was approximately between 4 and 7 drops of each oil 3 times a day of those 6 oils.
Okay, now you know what's interesting, and what I would recommend for people that are reviewing this program is that the threes, sixes, and nines are routinely recommended to enhance dramatically the frequency and the healing capacity of whatever you're doing, actually. And that comes from not simply Nikola Tesla, who taught his students that same thing. It comes from the musical mathematics of the ancients, the mystery schoolers, Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius, and Da Vinci. And I've covered that material well in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And I would recommend everybody that's listening to this program complement their information and education with reading that book. And you get these kinds of tips. For example, and I learned this initially from Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who is Dr. Emoto and my water science mentor. He's one of the world's leading experts in nutritional biochemistry, and he came out with the first structured waters that he vibrated in 528. Actually, he did that secretly. But he told me that if you took culture dishes, for example, and you were testing antibiotics, and you expose the same microorganisms in culture dishes to, like you're saying, different amounts of drops, like one drop or two drops or four drops or five drops, and then compared the same exact protocol with three drops, six drops, or nine drops, the threes, sixes, and nines dramatically increase the antimicrobial capacity of even standard drugs. And so that's fascinating to me, and it relates completely with the paradigm shift that your case is suggesting very strongly, is actually evidencing, that the frequency dynamics of what we take into our bodies has a dramatic impact on the outcome. So if we seek healing, we want to seek harmonious, cures that deal with 528 love frequency and its harmonics. And I think that that's what also relates to, for example, 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15, and then reduce that 1 plus 5. That's how it's done in ancient mystery school Pythagorean math. It's not simply numerology. It's based fundamentally on the creator's technology of how God creates. And God creates very uniquely, differently with the threes, sixes, and nines than the other numbers. And in fact, in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, you see I've reviewed Marco Rodin, who's a scholar and an expert in mathematics, and he shows you what he calls God's fingerprint on everything. It's called the infinity pattern elsewhere, but the pattern that he shows you is that the threes, sixes, and nines create a completely different matrix that appears to connect us to the metaphysical realm, the spiritual realm, virtually to God. And I believe that when you're dealing with the sixth, the miracle sixth note, you're dealing with God's heart. God, the most loving place in the universe is God's heart, and that is reflected in the frequency vibrations that come out of the sun, and we've proven that. And then again, when you talk about these botanicals, they all generate their oils from the electrons of love central to the sun's frequency spectrum. And that's what I believe is fundamental to all healing. And I believe that from understanding the metaphysics or the spiritual or the religious concepts dealing with Holy Spirit, that's what does all the healing, whether you're taking a pharmaceutical or whether you're taking a botanical. Ultimately, all of the healing, I believe, is done by love frequency 528. The spirit of that is so pure, it's so uplifting, and so healing. And I believe that that's what we're really looking at, is part of a revolution, an evolution in understanding, in medicine. It's virtually shattering the medical paradigm is what we're doing.
Well, we're going to take a short break for a couple minutes, but I want to come back and I want to talk more with you, Gina, in regards to the study group that you attended and the people that were involved in the nanotechnology and really what went down there, some interesting story that happened to you. So if you have a moment, we can hang on and we'll be back in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Horrorcane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the lamestream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrives. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Check out Crystals TLC. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specialty scented, long-burning soy candles. And while you're at it, check out their other great products from tie-dye to incense. At some point, your power may go out, and Crystals TLC has you covered there, too. I have been in the same house with others when power is out and water is not running, and let me tell you, it not only gets dark at night, but the odors become very present. That's why Crystals TLC's unscented and scented candles are perfect to use now or keep on hand in case of an emergency. Their candles are produced especially from Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety. You can order directly from the website at www.crystalstlc.com and bring peace of mind and beauty into your life. www.crystalstlc.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horrorcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And we have a special guest today. Her name is Gina. She's from California. She was a victim of Morgellon. And we are actually talking to her a little further regarding her experience and how she was working with a group of people that actually there was someone involved in nanotechnology, and they sort of looked at this group as an experiment. Do you want to elaborate on that, Gina?
Well, when I had called Oklahoma State University because they were the ones researching Morgellons, I got in touch with some really nice people. Some of them were being researched, you know, in the group there. And I was just telephone support. I got to, like, talk to some of the people there. And then they gave me phone numbers of other sufferers, and I got to talk to them. So it was like a support group. I wasn't actually researched through them, but some of the people I was talking to were being researched.
And what was the strange encounters you had while you were involved with this group?
Well, I had heard there was 5 girls and 5 men who were chosen to send the hair and the spit samples. And I was talking to 2 of the other girls, and shortly after we got done sending samples, and I was the only one who had gotten photos back of the hair growing out blue with more Jones fibers. The other people didn't get photos, but they were promised photos. But shortly after we were discontinued from, you know, them looking at our, basically our DNA, my brakes went out in my car. I was driving home with my daughter, and we tried to pull off the side of the road. Suddenly, the car barely did not stop, and my daughter and I almost went in a ditch. If we would have had, like, a real emergency where we were, like, slamming on our brakes, it would not have been a good situation. So I had told one of the gals that I was talking to in New Jersey about my experience, and she was also sending her samples to the lab for research, and, you know, they were done with her, too. And she said, well, that's funny, because I'm trying to go to work in one of the casinos in New Jersey, and I'm almost rear-ending people across the bridge because I don't have brakes either. And then she said that another one of the gals that had set samples was in Texas, and she was having to take a bus to go help another gal who was ending up homeless because her brakes went out on her car also.
Wow.
Not slowly, but suddenly.
Wow.
We were like, wow. It didn't make us feel very comfortable or very appreciative.
Gee whiz. Did you feel that there was a divine hand and you're being saved from the disaster?
Yeah, because the way I had pulled over, I had enough room because I pulled off to a dirt road where my car was sliding for a while, and we were about a half a foot from going in a ditch that would have taken my Ford Explorer in, like, at least halfway.
Wow, that's just an incredible story. You know, so many times I have been also asked, aren't you afraid that they're going to kill you for doing what you're doing, telling the truth? And by the way, folks, this is very important. If you don't understand what we're talking about here or why there would be an incentive to assassinate people like Gina and myself, like Sherry Kane, all you have to do is consider it. If you're the drug cartel directors and you have a turf war, which is actually it's between you that deals with slash burn and poison medicine versus the creator that, as Gina mentioned, she was given a indication from an angel came to her, or some voice from a divine realm spoke to her to direct her to nature to get healed.
Nature is the counterpart.
That's what it spoke. Nature is the counterpart.
Yeah, so there you go. That's exactly the greatest truth, actually, what we're actually revealing on this program today is the greatest truths that have been secreted throughout history, because you not only have the fundamental understanding of how creationism is administered musically, mathematically, and harmonically through the world of nature, you actually have a case study here of a very well-educated woman who is very sincere, a mother, is involved in nursing, dedicates her life to serving other people, suddenly gets ill, and then cures herself by divine direction through the use of the botanicals and oils. And so this is just a delightful, full revelation and program that deals with how we're going to get out of this mess that Sherry and I always try to focus our programs on. So it's a delight to have you with us, Gina, and a delight to hear your story.
It is. It's really amazing. Now, there was someone involved in the nanotech organization that was affiliated with this group?
Yeah, the person that was taking the hair and spit samples owns a nanotechnology company. So I found that out later. Like, some of the girls that I was talking to, we were saying, well, maybe that wasn't so, you know, a good idea after the break experience. And they told me, well, this person, you know, owns a nanotechnology company in Anaheim.
You know, that is fascinating, because there is a whole challenge. There's several layers of challenge with the nanotech world. First of all, you're dealing with corporate industrialists, multinational corporations that don't give a damn about we the people, that are in it for the money. And what they're actually dealing with is God's technology. And typically, if you look at what Monsanto does with that kind of information, how to genetically mutate, manipulate nature, then they patent it and they becomes something that is, again, stolen from we the people, and in fact poisoned typically. And this matter of nanotechnology being it's likewise in the hands of special interests.
And the fact that they are interested in Morgellons, I've heard that connection before between the nanotech world and Morgellons.
Well, it makes complete sense that Morgellons is a kind of a nanotech disease, and also the nanotechnology realm is used to create these kinds of fibers that are very, very bizarre. It's new chemistry. It's new molecules. It's new virtual life. And in fact, in this case, it's new ways to kill, new death. And so that, if you, again, look at the links between the military industrialists and the pharmaceutical industrialists, they're virtually one and the same. The top military investigators are 50 years ahead of the consumer marketplace. Top secret organizations that conduct research and development, particularly in this kind of a field such as nanotechnology, they're advancing for bioweaponry, new microbes, new agents that potentially would be used for biological warfare, and they're far more advanced than even your typical university laboratories that are involved in genetic research and development. These guys are the geniuses, they're the cream of the crop. They have national security clearances, and that they're brought in to do special operations, covert secret operations. And that's what it appears this Morgellons matter is. And it's very interesting what happened to you and the two other women who were being studied by this particular nanotech lab. Is there a name? Do we have a name for this organization in Anaheim, California?
Oh, I'm not really sure if I want to say it.
Well, I can appreciate that. I know, you know, frankly,
after brakes went out.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I appreciate that. I can tell you, I want you to pray on it. I don't want to force you on this program because, again, it's a very delicate matter. But my own belief is that you've been saved by the Creator to administer the truth that shall set us free, and that our own theory, Sherry and my theory, is that, you know, we've got information, it's best in the hands of the people in service to the Creator, and that seems to have been our protection as we have developed more and more support internationally for the investigative journalism that we do, you know, fearlessly, because again, we have full faith, and at least we're challenged by fear on occasion, and we give it over to the Creator because we know that the Creator is a fountain of faith and love, and that salvation rests therein. And, the concept of just outputting the information for security purposes is our objective and what we typically do. So just pray on it, and, you know, you can...
Okay, well, no, you're right. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so, basically, this lab technician was also a retired Army Ranger who had worked on the Voyager. So, definitely, like, involvement on the stuff that you were saying there. So, it's Keck Nanotech in Anaheim.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. And I think people should
be
alerted to that. And I think it's important also for those of us in the communities that appreciate God and appreciate the power of prayer. Because, you know, with the protective angels that are you've experienced, I've experienced, Sherry's experienced, I mean, there's no actual real reasonable explanation for us still being alive if it is not associated with divine salvation, really, to get us to continue to do this kind of work. And that prayer by community is powerful. You know, from two or more people gathering, as we now have the opportunity, we can shed light, love, and basically attempt to secure ourselves against these kinds of menaces in the world.
Well, Gina, she did go and tell them that she was healing, and they weren't interested in hearing it, were they?
Well, actually, they wanted to know exactly how I was getting well, and that was part of why I got photos, because I wasn't giving information unless I was getting photos.
Right.
So they were interested in the info.
Well, why do you say that, Sherry? Why do you say they wanted
to know? Well, I was under the impression that they didn't really care that you got well, because were you were telling them that, hey, I'm healing over here in California. Was that not the same group, or is that Was that your doc?
That was the Oklahoma State University, the guy that was doing the research there. I can't remember his name right now. Wish I could remember it. But, yeah, we had a conference call in California once I started getting well with California College of Herbal Studies in Forestville, Peace and Medicine in Middletown. And we invited the head researcher from OSU to be on the conference call. But he declined, and he went to a dermatologic convention in Florida. And then I heard through the gal that was being researched there that, like, 2 weeks later, he got research grants.
That's exactly what I was thinking. The reason, one of the main reasons that these guys would not be interested in natural healing is because they're on the take. They actually make money by having the problem persist. And so,
finding out new drugs that they can sell
the drugs and the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And that's how academic tracking is not only deadly for we the people, but particularly so for the medical professionals out there. In fact, all of the grants in medical education and in the world of pharmaceuticals it's called academic tracking. You have to apply for grants that are issued by the Rockefeller Foundation or their related organizations and institutions, such as the National Institutes of Health, these kinds of National Cancer Institute, these types of overseeing umbrella foundations and institutions. They direct the research into tracks, and unless those tracks lead to more profit for the cartel and continuing the sham, the fraud of the paradigm of poison slash and burn medicine, it's virtually a sham, a scam. It's actually, when you look at the law, it's a Sherman Act violation, which is an antitrust matter where they have unfair competition and malpractices whereby they control the entire arena. And that is what this information today on the show really is also challenging. And particularly what your very fascinating story shares is that you've experienced this, and that this is, I believe, besides, if you think of maybe one of these investigators having security clearances by CIA or DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research and Development Organization that operates, again, on behalf of the National Security Agency and on behalf of the global banksters. Sherry Cain and I did a documentary film that's very important in this field called Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn & Teller. And people can get information by going to pharmawhores.com, pharmawhores.com.
As in pharmaceutical, yeah.
Right. It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
There's actually one more piece of information that I would love for you to share, Gina, in regards to this about the shadows. I thought that was...
Okay. Yeah, I was still trying to keep it light, but I'll just go there too. So I had a conference call with Gary Kaah, K-A-H, and he has a website. He's an outspoken Christian against New World Order and things like that. But the night before, I had the conference call with him, and he was having a scientist fly down from Canada named Carl. I thought I was having, like, I woke up in the middle of the night because I heard a thump on my wall of my bedroom window, and my window was, like, 3 stories high. So I looked out the window, and I saw a shadow figure, like a silhouette, floating with like a black cape and a black hat with like feathers hanging from the hat. And his face never looked directly in my window, but was sideways, like a silhouette, you know, and like a shadow, and was looking at me like sideways out of the corner of his eye. And earlier that day, I had stopped at a gas station where there was an Indian lady, and she had like a medicine bag necklace. So she's all said something like, "I feel like you're in trouble, and I want you to pray tonight, and I want you to wear this necklace." So when I saw the figure looking in my window, I just, you know, started praying, like, "Lord, protect me." I don't know what this is. Maybe I'm just imagining it or something, because it was just so weird. But it also did happen with a thud. So I just stayed really still in my bed and acted like I didn't see it and I wasn't moving. It was really disconcerting. And so I had talked to the Gary Call on the phone the next day, and they said that they were praying for me diligently, you know, about this conference call, and there was protection around me. So I talked to the two OSU ladies that I had on the telephone support about this incident. I said, "Yeah, I think I had this weird, like, dream or something last night where I saw this shadow person, but there was just, like, the side of him with this feathery hat and this cape, like, floating." And they're all, "No, we saw that person, too." And one of them said that she had pictures of him, and it was in her house and in her closet, and she was, like, following it, getting pictures. And another gal said that she saw it, too. And I just didn't know what to think, because I was like, I wanted to believe that I imagined it, but I knew I saw it. And then when these other people said they saw it, I was just like, wow.
Wow. You know, if we could, just for the curiosity, if you could get us the photographs, that would be fascinating, too. I completely believe you. I'm sure Sherry does, too.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a lot of bizarre experiences, too. And again, I think your prescription for prayer and getting a social group, a Christian organization, for example, to back you and provide the spiritual protection. Because, again, it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. The subject matter that we're discussing today is frequency. If you think about what is spiritual matters, you know, you're dealing with energy. You're dealing with...
Well, and there's one last thought I would like to interject as far as energy. Something in my spirit told me, like, you know how the angel of death went past the doors of the firstborn?
Yes.
And they put, I think it was hyssop on top of their doors. But something told me to put hyssop on every single window and every single door and every single entryway. And I've never done anything like that in my life. But I did that night, too, before I went to sleep. And this silhouette shadow wasn't able to actually get in my house. There was, like, a boundary there. And so the energies in hyssop had kept it out, where the other two gals were not doing these things and said that it was in their house.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
You're very, very... You know what's also very compelling is you're extremely articulate and you're obviously intelligent. And, you know, you've had a real story. And I don't think that anybody listening here can discount what it is that you're saying on any level.
And, you know, we're very, very familiar with demonic energy and being attacked with demonic energy. When we were living in California, and want you to know that California, I believe, felt more dangerous than where we are now in Hawaii. We remember Leonard was sitting in front of a glass window looking out from a second story apartment. And I always told him not to sit near the window. He always sat near the window because he has so much faith. He's like, "No, God protects me."
You know, I just figured, you know, everybody's going to die. And the whole thing about, it's really up to the Creator. And I'm sure that the Creator has a better handle on the timeline than I do.
Right.
So it's kind of like ridiculous to fear for your life, especially when the blessing of letting go of that is so great, because, you know, you come to terms with your mortality and you can then live optimally in every moment. And that's really a blessing.
Well, what happened was, is he got up from the window, and the second that he got up from the window, this ball of light just came through the window, and it put electrocution through our feet. I mean,
everything.
I could feel it in our feet, though, the electricity. And then all the electricity went out. I mean, we felt like our
feet were getting electrocuted,
and then all the electricity went down, and it was like, and it smelled like gas.
It was obviously an energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, And the shock wave of energy went through the glass, through the entire apartment, through the entire building. All the energy went out in the building, and then it came back on a few seconds later. But, man, I'll tell you, it was like our hair stood up on end.
It was wild.
And nobody could explain that, you know.
And I believe that this was sent as a form of trying to scare us. And I think that we do have this technology from space that they can create stuff like what you saw. I mean, if it's not a real demon coming from a portal, it's some sort of a hologram that's being sent from space. I believe they have that. They have that technology to scare you and also make you believe that you're going crazy. And that's what they've tried to do to us over and over again.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the nanotechnology world and this Morgellons disease,
the scalar weaponry.
Well, exactly.
Experience.
You know, you have scalar weaponry, which is basically frequency energy that takes people's pictures. We had one group that had did take a photograph. I'm so proud of Sherry. She chased this character down through the Health Freedom Expo.
With high-heeled boots
on. She actually tackled the guy. Now, here's about a 5 foot 11 guy that Sherry, who's what, about 5 foot?
Don't make me that short.
Well, anyway, Sherry's much smaller. She tackles the guy. And basically then a bunch of other fellows come and including the security. And she says that this guy has just snapped a picture of us. And he's running off. And we know he's involved heavily in this field of the scalar energy weaponry, whereby if you take, just like witchcraft, you know, you take somebody's image and then you stick needles in it. In this case, they're sticking high-frequency weaponry and transmitting those to cause diseases and death and bad incidents in people that they're targeting. And so actually the security eliminated the pictures that he took of us, and then they let him on his way. They let him go on his way, but at any rate, this is real. When you talk about nanotechnology and you talk about NASA and you talk about even what we're currently investigating is Google's connection to the Central Intelligence Agency, the past psychotronic warfare, that means putting through resonating through space stations as well as satellite technologies, emotions and feelings and thoughts. And like Sherry said, they certainly have the capacity to beam holographic images down to Earth. And, this is part, I believe, of what this new era in spiritual warfare that's taking place and advancing this and being complicit in the takeover of really even the religious world, as we're talking about. One of the agents that we're currently suing in Hawaii currently is interested to the Central Intelligence Agency's top scientist in the field of mind control experiments and drug use. And they have a plan. He's published a paper. His name is Dr. Stanley Krippner, is the main doctor. It's published on the internet. You can actually read it. The future of religion is in drug use. And this, again, feeds the pharmaceutical cartel that profits off of humanity's suffering through these new.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, Gina. Your story was amazing, compelling, and I'm sure so many people are going to be enlightened by how they can heal themselves from this terrible disease, Morgellons. So thank you so much for being part of this program with us today.
Bless you, sister. You're out.
You're welcome.
You're awesome.
You're wonderful. Keep it up and keep telling the truth, and it's going to help a lot of people.
Okay. You guys are in my prayers. Take care.
Thank you.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining the Horrorcane Hour today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. It's 12 noon in Hawaii, 3 p.m. Pacific time, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast.
And we'll replay this program tonight. So it's outstanding on bbsradio.com on the Insight Hour every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Midnight on the East Coast, folks.
Yeah, that's
we
our
love
other
you.
Program, and this will be available actually in the archives.
On the archives. And if you're not a subscriber to Healthy World Newsletter, we'll also send you a message get on healthyworldstore.com, get on the newsletter, and we'll send you a link to this program as well.
So thank you so much to Late Night in the Midland Network, and thank you so much to all of our listeners. Bless you, and good night for now.